So, here I go. Now I'm installed somewhere. You don't really want to know where I am, but I'm in the dark, so I can see probably every detail on the screen. Okay, so let's go. I think it's recording. Should be okay. So, the video is here. Great. Let's start it. You probably should put the title just a bit before when the trumpets are actually ringing, because it feels good. It feels better. I think it would feel better. I really like that translation. It's like really smooth between Marc Chaplin, the song, and the Fabulous of Amélie Poulain, the Michael. It's great. It's smooth. I really like it. It actually feels really right with the ocean. It's like it's calm, it's true. The fading out and in is great as well. Which is great. It's the good feeling that we get looking at it because you synchronized well the fading out with the motifs in the sound, which is great. I'm not sure, well, I'm sure of it, but I guess you didn't do that later in the video, and it feels really weird at my ear. Let's continue. Okay, so here, for example, we are at 42 seconds. You have like the sound is not synchronized anymore with what happened on the screen. It feels really weird in a bit, might I say. You should probably try to match the sound with the picture, the fading in, fading out thing. Okay, I don't really know what that woman, that's mermaid, is doing on her. A carpet, not carpet, but the pillows. Here I guess that we reach a point where fading in, fading out is too much. You probably should try to like add a bit of action inside. Just try to find something else to for transitioning between the pictures. Fading in and out is great at the beginning because you're presenting the scene, everything is smooth. But here you got a bit of action, so you probably would need to do something like. I'm not talking about changing your sets or your compositing or your After Effects, whatever Maya things. I'm just thinking that you can maybe have a traveling right or traveling left. Traveling right would be better, I guess, for that scene because in that way the head of the mermaid is going to appear to the screen and not her tail before, which is better. So maybe better to like traveling right. With like a bit of blurry, so you can have an idea of action, and so you see the first scene with all the mermaid and the guy, and then the camera is traveling on right, like a bit fast, and stopping on that mermaid, and then you have your traveling out, so you get a bigger picture. I guess that would be better. Okay, I don't know what she's doing with the tail, but. At that moment, the sound feels weird because you're transitioning between two different things, between the musical part of side, and then you have these like sound effects. It feels really weird. The music just changed and repeated again. Like you have like half a second repeating. It's well, it feels weird. So you probably might want to change that a bit. Yeah. Okay, here you got some traveling in and out back with the black thing. That is okay, I guess, at the moment because you're having a notion of action. I might maybe decrease the number of milliseconds of these transitions to get an impression of it's really happening. It's really fast. It's really moving. You know, not in the sense I was talking before, in the sense that you have the scene set up. Now you have actions going on. So even maybe just transitioning row, like in row, just part of one from a picture to another, alternating things. It would be, I guess, something good in some sense. Yeah, let's review that these 4 or 5 seconds. So coming back at 58. Okay, what feels really weird as well is that the sound at the beginning, the Amélie Poulain things, was a bit high, like you could feel the beats and everything, but here you can't. The problem is that because you have drums and it's supposed to be like straight, it's supposed to be beating, you know? You don't have this impression because you actually level the sound in the same level as the little, you know, carry-on things from Amélie Poulain, which is not good, I think. And it doesn't, it's not that it feels right, it's just that it's not good, I guess. You want it to be really beating, like you want action. You don't want like a bit of carry-on things that actually be a main of dummy tappy drummy stuff. No, you want it to beat, like it's an action. Plus you're not on the same harmonics than the first one, so you might want to tweak a bit the pitch of the sound because it doesn't feel right. It's like you're having something in D, it's in D, and you actually have these drums which are in C, which made like a minor accord, and musically it's not right, 400 years. So you might want to have a look at these things. Then you, so I'm at 110 now. So the guy is floating; he's probably dead. You actually transitioning to black, which is great, but like directly just after, you just put the credits and you put the music on and everything. This is not good. I don't like it. Like you should have like at least 2-3 seconds of black, of complete dark, so the person just get that it is the end, and then you have your credits and everything if you want. I don't like I like the way the credits are made up and everything. The only thing like I think you should do maybe is making the fonts like matching a little bit what's happening. Like you have this effect with like papyrus, like old paper. With like a drawing effect by pen and everything, and you got this really clear Arial kind type of fonts, sans serial faces, it's typefaces. It's I don't think it's good because you're having this notion of something really old, really genuine, and then you put some modern things. I mean, you could probably try to use a manuscript kind of police of font. Not for everything, like you have the description of what the people did. This is really important that we have to do, and the name as well of the people are important. So you might want to use fonts that are not that manuscript, maybe different, like the name with a serial a with serial typeface and another without serial typeface, which would be great, I guess, in the nuance. But it is good that you put in like in highlighted. Maybe you should light it a bit more, like a bold font or something. I also like this idea of like this is classical, of course. This is your field, and you're good for that. But like the way the music from the beginning is also the music of the end. That's great. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Here again, the same thing. When the text is moving, you're not on the good temp in the music sheet, and this is disturbing. Like when the part with Mada is coming, it is coming like half a second after the tone of the music. You know, it's like pum 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 Mada pum pum pum. You see, it's not right. You have this. you should match the music with that happening on the screen. It feels better.
Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you.
Okay,
that's... If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you.
So while you actually put a transition during your scenes, you actually didn't put transition in the credits between the pictures you're actually showing on the left. I guess that you might win something just having a bit of transition, like fading the things in and fading out and fading in, would be kind of better looking, I think. It's actually the fifth time I'm looking at it. I guess that from that, the idea I got from the story is a guy who were like calmly on the ocean, going to something, and he finally met some mermaids that came. He didn't seem too scared about it, so I guess it's great. The mermaid just like making reflects the dream and everything, saying probably that she's gonna show everything in the sub-ocean, that it's gonna like it and everything. At the end, it got hosted by hundreds, 2, 3, 4, 5 mermaids that were here like to host him, to welcome him in inside. So everything is bright, everything is shiny, the people are smiling, or this kind of stuff. This is the thing I get. And then you see, so this is the part where I don't really understand. Oh, this is the queen, okay. Yeah, because I didn't really pay attention to the crown. I should have. Because it's kind of fade in the drawing, so I didn't really notice it the first time. Okay, it is the queen. So I don't really know what the queen is doing with her tail, but she's apparently, I guess, angry or whatever. Well, she's making bubbles, but I don't really get what she's doing. And then you have this scene with the guy on the pillows as well. The queen just in front of him. I don't know what's going on, but she seems to get really angry with him. She put him in the shell. And finally, I don't fucking know who this guy here is. Is it the same guy? At 1 minute. Who is it? Because she seemed really angry, she put him into the shell on the pillows. And then I see some... Oh, I see some mermaids coming. I see the random guy on the coffin. Well, yeah. Anyway, they actually don't want him to be there anymore. So they put him onto his own boat. And finally something explodes. I don't know what, but it explodes. And the guy is now in the water. There is someone else in the motor floating, probably dead as well, since the hand is not moving. The good feeling is that the guy is looking bottom, and that person obviously looking top, since the hand is the left hand from what I got. So yeah. Okay, so for me, this the last thing would be, in my imagination, some kind of the beginning of the story. It may, actually, for me, it will be like the guy was on the boat, he sees something, and finally he kind of drowned, and the people just helped him. It could be a lot of things. My imagination got a lot of different storyline for that thriller, which is good in a sense, because it means that I'm probably going to be surprised by the entire version. Of course, I already saw the entire version, but that's not a problem. Yeah, the imagination can go further, and that's good. So yeah, the big problems for me is transition and the music, which is not matching the rest. Plus, as I said, some things on the rendering, but this is not something that you can work on right now. like, you know, that the corona didn't notice the corona, I didn't get the idea that it was the queen, you know? I didn't get it from the first time. Yeah, this is the only thing I gotta say right now. At the first viewing, I thought it was a bit shaky, but laggy. And finally, it feels right when I use another format. Yes, so, also, I remember now, the things that you have to work around is fonts. Seriously, the font you're using to type things. Because it doesn't feel right with the content, with the story, with everything. You should think about using some other fonts. I guess it's okay. I don't know how much time I spent on that thing. It's already 15 minutes I'm looking at it. So I'm going to stop here and I'm going to send the file to you. Hopefully you're going to listen to it and you're going to get some things from. See you on Facebook.